You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 372.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, yes, hello, Cornflake.
Hi.
We're talking Convergence today.
Oh, cool.
Convergence preview is the main theme of today's show, I believe, because we're a couple of weeks away from Convergence, one of our favorite conventions, happening in Minneapolis in just a couple of weeks. First, however, let's do this. Let's get this out of the way. Cornflake, what is National Whatever Day?
National Whatever Day!
Well, Kevin, June 27th. Is National Bomb Pop Day.
Is that like the red, white, and blue popsicle?
It is.
Yes, okay. One of those classic ice cream truck items.
You get them out of the ice cream truck. I never knew they were called bomb pops, though, because I don't know about you, but to me, they don't look like bombs.
Yeah, I always pictured it more rocket-shaped.
Yeah, like they're more like missile pops.
Have we celebrated this day before?
I'm half wondering if we have.
I feel like we may have, but you know what? I'm not even going to look it up. Let's just celebrate it again.
And again.
Yes, then we'll take it up again next year, at which point we will have forgotten all about this year's celebration.
The beauty is that no one can stop us.
I feel like we're about to have the exact same conversation that we had like 3 years ago or something. But
probably not.
Here we go. I know I've had a bomb pop or two or three in my time, and yet I feel like not a lot of them because I would always go for something else.
Right.
Given a list of options at an ice cream truck.
So that is the second thing that confuses me about bomb pops. Two things confuse me. Maybe three. So...
Maybe three.
Or maybe three things confuse me about bomb pops. Number one.
I want the whole list of what confuses you about the bomb pop.
Doesn't look like a bomb.
Okay.
Right? Number two. Why would you get a bomb pop when there's ice cream from an ice cream truck?
Right.
Number three. What's it supposed to taste like? Are they just different colors and all the same flavor? Or are there different flavors? These are things that I do not know.
Yeah. I guess that they have different flavors, the different colors on it, I think.
So the red part probably tastes like...
Like sriracha sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Or beets, sure.
Well, the sriracha sauce makes sense with the idea that it's a bomb. And the white part tastes like...
The white would taste like the music of Barry Manilow. The white,
yes.
The whitest thing in existence.
So sriracha, Manilow... Smurf?
Yes, the blue is definitely a deep, rich layer of Smurf. A lot of good Smurfs gave their lives so that the bomb pop could exist today.
That actually, well, that clears things up for me a little bit.
Yeah, see that? We have nailed the classic flavors of the bomb pop right here, right now.
So now you never have to order one.
I'm clearing things up for you.
I'm just going to stick with my drumsticks. Thank you very much.
You get the drumstick. What is that? That's the ice cream cone, right?
It's the ice cream cone with the sauce in the middle. Like the fudge sauce is in the middle.
And these are all like pre-made. Like the guy's not scooping them out in the truck. He buys them in bulk. They make them in like Mongolia and ship them over.
Mongolian Sriracha Manilow Smurf Pops. Yeah.
I would go for the ice cream sandwich.
Oh.
I think that was my go-to move at the truck.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with an ice cream sandwich.
I think we've celebrated Ice Cream Sandwich Day also, haven't we?
I'm sure we have.
You cannot resist a frozen treat-themed National Whatever Day.
I can't. I cannot resist.
Even something as disgusting as a Smurf-flavored bomb pop.
If it's a frozen concoction, I'm on board.
That's what we've learned. When was the last time you actually got something from an ice cream truck? Tonight on your way to the studio?
You'll see.
Because it's been a long time for me. I was at a wedding, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I was at a wedding where they had an ice cream truck. They had arranged for an ice cream truck to roll up in front of the wedding, and we all went out. It was all taken care of, you know, like you don't have to open your wallet.
Like an open bar version of an ice cream truck.
Yes, it was an open truck, ice cream truck for the wedding. That was good.
Yeah. Well, that's magical.
Yeah, that was a good move.
I do like that idea.
That was a good wedding.
So it was possible to get a wedding bomb pop that day?
The cake was made of Smurfs.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. That was a weird, creepy wedding now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think I was at Gargamel's wedding. But creepy cartoon weddings aside, I don't recall actually buying ice cream from an ice cream truck since I was a kid.
Yeah, so I lived on a very, very busy road. So the ice cream truck never came through my neighborhood until I was, I think, in my early 30s.
No, because it was too busy.
Yeah, the road that I lived on, the ice cream truck would have had to barrel down the road at least 45 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so you had a road that was too busy. And there's also roads that are just too dead that they're not going to bother with anyway. You need like a sweet spot middle ground.
A good cul-de-sac.
A cul-de-sac, yes. That's where the trucks are hanging out with their bomb pops.
Yeah, so it was not until fairly late in life that I would hear the ice cream. Wait a minute. Haven't there been times that we've recorded the Flopcast and the ice cream truck was going through the neighborhood?
Yeah, we used to be interrupted by the truck sometimes, yes.
Now and again.
Yeah. And we would just get angry and wait for it to go away so that we could continue recording.
Yes.
Whereas why didn't we just, you know, seize the moment and go running out and buy ourselves a couple of bomb pops?
We just take ourselves way too
seriously.
We're so
miserable and cranky. It should have been, hey, great, ice cream break. You know?
Right.
We want to make sure we have zero fun at all making this show.
Right.
So we're angry when the ice cream truck shows up.
Wrong with us.
That's the effect I have on you, I think. You're getting all cranky like me. All right, well, Cornflake, happy Bomb Pop Day to you.
Same to you.
Yet again, I assume, because I think we've done this before, but I could be wrong. I'm not completely sure. I'll look it up later, but either way, you know, who cares?
How unoriginal I've become.
Oh, it's fine.
Thankfully, there's no penalty for celebrating Bomb Pop Day more than once.
No, it's fine. Nobody's listening. Okay, Convergence. Let's do this.
Yeah, you are headed out to the Midwest.
We are so close to my triumphant return to the upper Midwest. You were out there already.
Yes.
You were there in March.
You could call me a trendsetter.
Yes, you paved the way for me. Now it's my turn to go to Minnesota.
If I didn't have to hold down the fort for Flopfest.
You will be celebrating Flopfest this 4th of July weekend.
In a hammock in New Boston.
Here in New England. Meanwhile, yeah, I'm going back out to Minneapolis for Convergence. This is a science fiction convention. I've been there, I don't know, 6-7 years in a row now at this point. I've been to a bunch of these.
And there have been some really interesting happenings.
It is quite a cool show. It's really a special convention. And that's the reason, look at me, I'm going all the way from Massachusetts to Minnesota for a convention. That's how special Convergence is. Mayor of Chickentown will be joining me at Convergence this year. And she hasn't been there in a few years, so that'll be cool. New location this year. It is July 4th through the 7th, so 4th of July weekend, but at a strange new location, because I've been going for several years. It's always been at the same place, and you've been to that hotel where Convergence is.
Yes.
Because we had a MarsCon there one year.
Yes, I taught water aerobics in that pool.
Yes, we were all there together, and so that has been the location of Convergence for as long as I'm aware of. But no more. New location, Cornflake. And the new location is the Hyatt Regency Hotel, and this is in actual Minneapolis.
Cool.
That is very exciting. Now, 2 years ago, when I was at Convergence, I made a field trip to see the giant blue chicken, because Minneapolis boasts a giant sculpture of a blue chicken.
And as I recall, you were not disappointed.
They deliver on that promise, because it's a giant blue chicken sculpture. It's beautiful.
Nobody delivers on a giant blue chicken quite like Minneapolis.
Absolutely. And just today, I got curious. I said, I wonder if it's close. Is it walkable between the new location of Convergence and the giant blue chicken? And I looked it up, and yes, it is.
Oh.
So I may be able, and maybe I can take the mayor to see the giant blue chicken, because she was not with me that year.
She would love that.
But it's like a 15-minute walk, I think.
That's not bad.
For a giant blue chicken? Absolutely. So maybe I'll revisit the chicken. Meanwhile, back at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, this is Convergence, and it's not a big celebrity convention. They don't get a lot of big TV and movie stars. They'll have some on occasion, but not a lot. So it's really more about the programming and the discussions and the panels and all fans of this stuff coming together. And it's music and costumes and gaming and comics and all that stuff. Anime and movies and everything's happening there.
It's really a celebration of the people that love the culture.
Yeah, and it's everything. It's a very programming-intensive convention. They do have a bunch of guests coming, however. There's a writer. I think he's a writer. There's a guy named Chuck Tingle. And I'm totally unfamiliar with this guy, but Felicity was very excited that Chuck Tingle is going to be there. So talk to the mayor about Chuck Tingle. I don't know anything about him, but maybe I will learn. A writer that I am very familiar with is, and I don't think he's ever been here before, or at least not in a long time, and that's Peter David. He's a comic book writer and also a novelist. He's written a lot of Star Trek novels, as well as lots of comics. He had a long run on the Hulk. He wrote The Incredible Hulk for Marvel for many, many years, like through most of the 90s, I think. Mm-hmm. And the intelligent version of the Hulk, which we saw in one of the recent Marvel movies, instead of, you know, just crazy, angry, screaming, growling Hulk,
right. There's
Smart Hulk, where now he's the Hulk, but he speaks intelligently. That version of the Hulk is the version that Peter David wrote for many years through the 90s. And he's written much, much more, a lot of cool stuff. He wrote Aquaman, he wrote Supergirl, and lots of stuff over the years. And I see him every year at Dragon Con. He's at Dragon Con every single year. But he's going to be joining everybody out in Minnesota for Convergence, so that'll be fun. He's a very entertaining speaker. Joseph Scrimshaw is at Convergence every year, stand-up comedian and performer. He's terrific. He does a big stand-up show every year, kind of like special, like he customizes like a special geek-themed stand-up comedy that he performs at Convergence every year. And he does the Obsessed podcast, which is great. I had a nice long conversation with Joseph and his wife, Sarah, last year because they were trapped with me on an airport shuttle.
Yes.
A captive audience. We had a nice talk. Our friends from Geeks Without God, the Geeks Without God podcast, and they do all kinds of comedy performances and improv shows and stuff through the whole weekend. They are fantastic. Tim and Nick and Molly, they're going to be there again. As far as music, for one thing, our friend Beth Kinderman, Beth and Dave are once again this year running the music programming at Convergence, and they've got all sorts of singers and bands and things booked. Beth herself will be doing a concert. Beth Kinderman and the Player Characters doing their CD release show at Convergence.
Oh, wow.
Beth has a new CD out. It's called The Hero's Journey. She spent years working on. She's very proud and very excited about this new record. I just listened to it for the first time a few days ago, and it's fantastic. It's beautiful. It's really special. So I'm really happy for Beth that she got. This is like her dream project. And her CD release show will be happening during Convergence. So please, everybody, if you're going to be there, check out Beth Kinderman and the Player Characters. The Faithful Sidekicks will be doing a show. I know you're a fan.
I wish people could hear me grinning right now.
They're going to be there. Another friend of the Flopcast, Carl Brown, is coming back out. And I think he lives in California, I think.
But and he still comes out for this.
He's coming all the way out to Minnesota to play for the people. Among many, many more. That's just the handful that I wrote down. I do have one more. Because one of the featured guests at Convergence this year, and I think this is their first time being there, but the Double Clicks come into Convergence.
I didn't know that.
Yes! Come on! Double Clicks.
That's so great.
Aubrey and Laser, the Double Clicks. They are siblings. They are great. I just saw them last year at Dragon Con.
And they're originally from these parts.
Yes, they're from Massachusetts. That is correct. I think they're more West Coast based these days, but they are constantly on the road touring and performing. I know that later this summer we're going to have to talk about Fump Fest, because Fump Fest is coming around and Double Clicks are going to be there as
well. They're headlining.
They're everywhere.
Yes.
I think that covers the guests that I had jotted down. There are many more people, guests, of course, at Convergence as well. So check the website for more details, but all kinds of stuff happening. Including, I'm going to be doing some stuff once again. They've signed me up to do some panels, and they've signed up the mayor of Chickentown to be on some panels. So we are both going to be pretty busy. We're each doing 4 panels.
That's really cool.
Yes, we're dividing up the workload equally. Team Flopcast. So here's where to find us. Felicity, the mayor of Chickentown, is appearing on 4 panels, and here is the mayor's schedule. Thursday, the 4th of July, 5 p.m., she is moderating a panel on She-Ra, Princess of Power.
Is that the reboot?
I think they're probably going to be focusing on the new one. Yeah, but I'm guessing they'll look back on the original 80s cartoon as well.
Yeah,
but,
for good context.
Yeah, but the new one, I have not seen it. But I know people love it. People are really excited about the new. I think it's on its second season now, that the new version of She-Ra. So the She-Ra people shall be gathering Thursday at 5 o'clock, and Felicity's going to lead that discussion, so that'll be cool.
So good to have She-Ra back.
Oh, yeah. And later that same evening, 8:30 p.m. on Thursday, 4th of July, here's something right up the alley of our mayor of Chickentown, Doctor Who After the Regeneration. So it's a Doctor Who panel where they're going to be especially discussing the regeneration process. That's when they switch from one doctor, you know, to a new doctor, when they switch out the actors and they say...
That much I know.
They say the doctor regenerates. Yeah, even you and I know that much, and we are not Doctor Who people. Felicity will be moderating that panel as well. Next day, Friday, July 5th, 8:30 p.m., The Magicians. Is the show better than the books? There's a TV series called The Magicians.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and I know that Felicity is a huge fan of the show. She loves it. I was not able to get into it. I tried seeing a few episodes. Didn't really grab me. But some people are way into this show, The Magicians. It's sort of a fantasy series. There's like magic characters. There's a magic world that people travel between the regular world and the magic world. And there's a school where they're learning magic there, I think.
Kind of like Harry Potter meets the Lion, yes, and the Witch in the Wardrobe.
Yes, yes. But it's more they're older characters. Ah. They're not little kids. And it's based on a series of books, though, or one book or more books. I don't know. Anyway, this panel is going to be comparing the TV show and the books, The Magicians. So if you're into that show, you do not want to miss that panel. And she's doing one more. You can also see the mayor of Chickentown, Felicity, on Sunday, July 7th, 3:30 p.m., a panel about choosing your own adventure. And that's covering, you know, the old Choose Your Own Adventure books. And I guess they still make them. I remember those books from back in the 80s. But
I am so glad they still make them.
I think they do. People are still into the Choose Your Own Adventure concept even these days.
And you had to flip to a random page to
the
story.
There's new formats for Choose Your Own Adventure now as well, because there are even TV projects that use that kind of format. I know they did Black Mirror. Like, Black Mirror is a Netflix show. It's like a creepy, weird science fiction series. But Black Mirror did a Choose Your Own Adventure episode where you can actually jump to different segments of the show by making a choice. I have not watched it yet, so I don't know exactly how that works, but there's a Black Mirror Choose Your Own Adventure.
And on the internet for a while there was Choose Your Magisword, which was
that's right,
Mighty Magisword.
Yes. Our friend Kyle, his cartoon Mighty Magisword's had a Choose Your Own Magisword type of a little short cartoons. That's right. So a lot of stuff to cover on that subject. That'll be a fun panel. That's what the mayor is doing as far as her panel schedule. Here's where to find me. I'm doing one a day. Nice and simple, right?
Wow, that works out.
You can find me at one panel each day of Convergence starting Thursday, July 4th, 10 p.m. So kind of a late night panel on Aquaman, as in the movie. We're doing a panel about the recent Aquaman movie, which I found to be goofy, but also quite fun, a big visual spectacular sprawling thing. And we're going to break down the whole movie for you. Aquaman, Thursday night at 10. Friday, July 5th at 2 p.m. I believe I'm actually moderating this one, and that is Golden Age to Silver Age Reboots of DC. This is a comic book panel, as in the Golden Age of comics were like the 1940s. And then the Silver Age of comics was essentially the 1960s. Mm-hmm. And this is a panel about the DC Comics characters that they invented way back in the 40s that they then kind of reinvented for the Silver Age in the late 50s and 60s. So like the Flash and Green Lantern and all these characters that kind of totally redesigned and recreated for the Silver Age. So we're going to be discussing that transition, a little bit of comics history talk. That'll be fun. Moving along, Saturday, July 6th at 11 a.m., Riverdale. You know that wacky Riverdale TV show?
Yes.
Archie and Jughead and everybody? That's a crazy show.
And it remains crazy.
It keeps getting crazier. They've done 3 seasons of Riverdale now. I've seen the whole thing. And this season, if I started to describe to you what happened on Riverdale this season, you wouldn't even believe me. It's gotten absolutely wacky and bizarre.
So it's that off the wall.
Yeah. So this is going to be a very interesting conversation. This will be the 3rd Riverdale panel I've done in 3 different states, I believe.
But you've got a bit of a thread of continuity going there.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a very fun, wacky conversation, I'm sure. And one more is on Sunday, July 7th, 9:30 a.m. Uh-oh. Early morning panel. If there are any survivors of Saturday night at Convergence, that crazy party scene, you know, we'll pick up the pieces Sunday morning, and please join me at 9:30 a.m. The subject is DC Big versus Small Screen. So another DC Comics themed panel comparing the DC TV shows to the DC movies.
Neat.
There have been a lot of each in recent years. It's hard to keep up with all these DC TV shows, you know? Mm-hmm. Every time they end one, they announce three more are starting.
Kind of like a Hydra.
Yes, it is like a Hydra, even though Hydra's Marvel. I think traditionally the idea was the DC TV shows are good, the DC movies are bad, but now that's kind of, it's gotten a little murkier now.
Yeah.
Some of the DC shows have kind of fallen into such a formula that they're kind of been plodding along, maybe, you know, wearing out their welcome. And meanwhile, some of the movies have been pretty good in the last couple of years.
Yes.
We'll figure it all out. Sunday, July 7th, first thing in the morning. So that is my panel schedule. Find me there. We'll post that online as well. But yeah, as we mentioned, the party scene, like at MarsCon. MarsCon, you get like a mini version of the Convergence party scene, but there are dedicated room parties where people transform hotel rooms into these amazing themed parties. And that's going to be happening every night at Convergence. So that's really fun and crazy. And everybody will be out in their costumes, lurking about. And it gets to be quite the affair, you know?
Yes, this is the party scene is what I'm most excited to hear you and the mayor come back and talk about.
Well, if we survive, we shall report back to you. Another thing at Convergence, again, just like at MarsCon, is it's a big convention for ribbons, badge ribbons. Because people have their Convergence membership badges. You wear your badge on a lanyard, and then people get little ribbons. Different colored ribbons with weird little messages on them, and people share and trade and give out ribbons to everybody. And then you stick your ribbons on your badge, and you make these long, crazy trails of ribbons dangling off your convention badge. And so the Flopcast wanted to get in on this, and so for the last several years, we have been creating our own Flopcast badge ribbons. And we kind of treat Convergence as the beginning of our ribbon season.
Right.
Because we aim every year to have a new badge ribbon created in time for Convergence.
It's the beginning of our ribbon year.
That's right. So these will be the ribbons that I'll bring them to Dragon Con. You'll bring them to Flop Fest.
Right.
And then once we get deeper into even next year, MarsCon and Aresia, and everybody will get these ribbons eventually until we come around to next year's Convergence.
There's nothing quite like giving out badge ribbons to people who don't know that they're at a convention.
They don't know what's going on when you approach them at Flop Fest. With a badge ribbon. They don't even have a badge.
Right, here, stick this to something.
Stick it on your head. Well, Cornflake, I'm happy to say that the new Flopcast badge ribbons for 2019 have arrived. They arrived here at the studio just a couple of days ago.
Well, that's good.
And you haven't seen them yet.
I have no idea what they're like.
I haven't even told you. I saved it for the air, saved it for the show, so that you could be surprised here on the air to see and experience our new Flopcast badge ribbons. Are you ready?
I sure hope so.
Because I've got them right over here. Hang on. I guess this is what's in the bag, because they are in a little tiny bag over here.
I'm getting my surprised face ready.
I have a tiny bag. We went to yellow this year. Last year's were green.
Nice bright green.
In honor of Robillard from Mars. Since there was a character printed on last year's ribbons that really suspiciously looked quite a bit like Robillard from Mars. You may recall.
Yes, and then the ones before that were blue with a turkey on
them. We've had turkeys and chickens on our ribbons. Last year we went with Robillard from Mars. This year the ribbons are yellow. I guess that's appropriate that they're yellow because the character pictured has rather yellowish hair. Here you go, Cornflake. Here's our new ribbon. Slightly Brady themed, you might say.
Did you draw this?
I did.
Oh, this is excellent.
Not a perfect likeness, but close enough.
Yeah, exactly. It gets the point across.
Do you want to read the ribbon to the people?
Cousin Oliver, not a jinx. www.flopcast.net.
Yeah, so our new yellow badge ribbons do have sort of a little cartoon, which does rather slightly resemble TV's Cousin Oliver, Robbie Rist. And yeah, we are declaring, reminding everyone, as proper skeptics, Cousin Oliver was not a jinx.
No, he was not.
Despite that classic Brady episode. Well, what do you think?
We need to get one of these to Robbie Rist.
I'll bet we could hook up Robbie Rist with one of these ribbons.
Yeah. I know a way.
We know people who know Robbie Rist.
Yeah, we do.
We have Robbie Rist connections.
That we do.
That's a great idea. Let's make that happen.
Okay.
Let's get one of these flop ribbons to the great Robbie Rist from Kid Video.
And let's get them out to our listeners, too.
Everybody who wants one of these ribbons can get one over the course of the next year. All you have to do is come find us. Anytime we make a public appearance, we will have these badge ribbons with us, of course.
And do come find us. Don't wait for us to come find you.
No, no.
We're not good at that.
No, because we're hiding, trying to avoid you.
Yes, usually. But not because we don't want to give you a ribbon.
But we have lots of these. We have enough for everybody. Even if you're not going to see us until next year at Aresia, that's fine. We will, right. Or MarsCon, we will have ribbons for you then.
Your share of Cousin Oliver is safe with us until then.
That's right.
Well, these are brilliant, Kevin.
Well, thanks. I was hoping you would like them, and we're good to go. We got crazy new ribbons for the people for the next year.
I feel accomplished, even though I have nothing to do with this.
Meanwhile, we have to prepare for next week. So you know what? Let's wrap up the Flopcast. Get us out of here.
Okay. Well, just a couple of, housekeeping notes. Where you find us on the internet between shows. Why, at flopcast.net, of course. And at facebook.com/flopcast on Twitter, where our handle is @flopcast. And on Instagram, there you'll find us at @the_flopcast.
That's where to find us. Oh, I have a quick programming note as well, and that is I was on Earth Station DCU, a fellow podcast here on the ESO network. So speaking of DC shows, as we were just now, over on Earth Station DCU, that's all they do is talk about DC comics, movies and TV shows, and comic books, of course. But I was back up on Earth Station DCU to discuss Krypton, which is yet another DC TV show. It's a TV show all about Krypton, like ancient Krypton, before it blew up. It is a prequel to Superman, yes. That's on the Sci-Fi Channel, I believe, the Krypton series, which we discuss on Earth Station DCU. So check that out. And meanwhile, Cornflake, I guess the bomb pop was almost shaped like the rocket that rocketed the baby Kal-El from Krypton to Earth, right?
You can think of it that way.
See how I'm desperately trying to tie the show together and not doing very well at it.
I don't make it easy for you.
Well, I tried. All right, I will see you at Convergence, people, in just a couple of weeks, but we will see you right back here on the Flopcast next week. See you there.
Peace and cookies.
Do you like scary movies? Well, we do too.
That's why the Spooky Dudes are talking horror movies every single week.
We discuss the latest in horror news and review a different film in each episode.
We'll bring you our opinions on the classics, the new stuff, and a little bit of everything in between.
So if you enjoy horror movies and lighthearted, fun discussions, check us out, the Spooky Dudes Podcast, right here on the ESO Podcast Network.
Oh, hi, Cornflake.
Whoa.
You must be here for the secret after show.
Every week I wonder how I get here, and then I remember it's just from not going away.
That's the best way to get here is we just stay, we wait through the promo, just like these secret after show listeners have, and now here we are for this special little extra secret show that nobody's listening to. What's going on?
Oh, I had this crazy idea recently.
Oh, okay.
I happen to be driving through the city of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and as I'm driving along just on one of these side roads, I discovered a chicken sculpture.
A giant blue chicken? You could see it in Minnesota all the way from New Hampshire?
I could.
It's that big, people.
It certainly... So this chicken sculpture, if I were to stand next to it, it probably comes up to shoulder height on me. And it's in somebody's front yard.
Yeah,
so
that's a big chicken.
It is. Not as big as the one in Minnesota, but no. your talk of the giant blue chicken got me thinking about this, and it is in somebody's yard. I haven't gotten up the nerve to get a picture of me with the chicken, because I wanted to send it to you. It's like, Kevin would appreciate this chicken.
This is private chicken property.
It is private chicken property, and yet I know they put that chicken out there to be seen.
How far is it, like right up against the house, or is it out by the road?
It's out by the sidewalk.
Out by the sidewalk.
I've been trying to figure out how to inconspicuously walk by, so get a quick selfie with the chicken.
It's easily accessible from the sidewalk without creepily getting right up against the house.
Exactly. I don't have to wander through anybody's yard to get to it. But do I go up to the house and ask, hey, can I take a picture with your chicken? Right. And I bet I wouldn't even be the first. Maybe I would.
I think you would be the first.
Or do I just walk by and take it? And, you know, frankly, both options make me a little uneasy.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at esonetwork.com. The ESO Network. Your station for all things geek.